During Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
The state has hired a national company to increase the state's hospital workforce through February. The move comes as many Missouri hospitals continue to juggle staffing shortages and caring for an increased number of COVID-19 patients. During a Capitol press conference yesterday, Governor Parsons says Vizient could add up to 760 total staff, including registered nurses, respiratory therapists, and certified nurse assistants.
When fully deployed, this will add nearly 600 total beds to our statewide bed capacity, including some critical care beds.
The governor did not provide information about the cost of the plan. He says the state will pay for the project through the end of this year using CARES Act funding, and then the hospitals will pick up the rest of the tab. State Senator Andrew Koenig wants to limit Missouri's local leaders on their power to mandate and enforce countywide shutdowns. On the Missouri Senate floor yesterday, Koenig, a Republican from the St. Louis suburb of Manchester, says he has pre-filed legislation in response to restrictions issued last month by St. Louis County Executive Sam Page. The order requires restaurants and bars to reduce capacity to 25%.
We have people's rights being completely trampled on in St. Louis County. Restaurants are being shut down for a second time. I have had a family member who ended up getting COVID, and they were told with a threat of a misdemeanor that they could not have contact with their child, even though their child also had COVID.
Koenig is proposing to limit countywide shutdown orders to two initial weeks over a two-year period before requiring approval from the legislature and governor. The bill would eliminate property taxes for businesses during a shutdown and ban restrictions for churches and caps on the number of people gathering in a home. And the National Weather Service says that most of the precipitation falling on the southern half of Missouri is just rain. Temperatures remain in at least the mid-30s with drying weather expected as we head into the weekend. The Missouri Highway Patrol has cut the ribbon on an 8,000-square-foot expansion of its DNA lab with a larger staff. Department of Public Safety Director Sandy Carson says the $2.7 million project will make a difference to a particular group of Missourians.
And that is our victims. And we don't want to forget those. Those folks, they never planned to be in that category. And the impact that the work of the DNA section will be felt by many across the state for many years to come.
The legislature funded the expansion in 2019. And the White House Coronavirus Task Force is urging Missouri to strengthen its COVID-19 public health orders. Governor Mike Parson recently reiterated his opposition to a statewide mask mandate despite a surge in new cases. The recommendation comes at a time in which the White House Coronavirus Task Force warns that the COVID risk to all Americans is at a historic high. You're listening to News on Missouri Net.